Hey, it's Michael Sparks here, and this is the AMSOIL dealer training call. And this is for our team and any other AMSOIL dealer that's interested in listening. Today is Monday, February 22nd, 2016. Thanks for getting on the call, everybody, tonight. If you're listening to this on the record, I appreciate it. Hopefully these calls help you and benefit your AMSOIL business. It's my goal is to help everybody, not only those on our team, but everybody in the AMSOIL business, because as they say, a rising tide floats all boats. Guess what? The AMSOIL directory website is coming right along. We're adding 2 to 3 new listings per day on average. And our goal for our own personal business is to add 1 new per day. It doesn't always happen, but that's our goal. If each dealer in our team did that, we could have hundreds of listings on the dealer directory. And guess that helps all dealers. Just remember, if you're in the Sparks team, get your accounts, get yourself listed. Remember, this site is to help you and help your accounts get found and sell more AMSOIL. Some other things that you can do to use this site in conjunction with AMSOIL is promotional. Get the promotional activities. Entice new accounts to work with you because you have not only the AMSOIL products and the AMSOIL locator, but you also have the AMSOIL by local, and that's going to help you get more accounts. Lastly, share your listings with your social media pages. Are you helping your businesses get more business? That's the key. It creates a win-win situation. Be sure you're letting your accounts know that you're doing this, and you'll build better relationships with those accounts. How many other of their suppliers that are supplying them with products and so forth are doing this? I bet very few are helping them get more customers. Think about this. You could also use these listings to do things like Google AdWords or Facebook promotions. What if you told them if they placed a certain dollar amount of order that you would help and pay for to promote their site on Facebook or on Google? Maybe spending $10 or $20 to help them promote their business could get you 5 times the business. Think about it. I came up with that one the other day, and I'm going to start doing that with some of my accounts. I'm going to say, hey, look, I'll promote your business. I'll pay for the listing so you get more calls from AMSOIL if you place a $500 order or a $1,000 order. You know, it's all about helping each other. Tonight we're going to talk about MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing, or whatever they're calling it these days. You know, MLM is not something to be afraid of. I think once fully understood, MLM could be one of the most powerful business decisions you could ever make. What makes it so powerful? What exactly is MLM? How can I learn more about MLM? We're going to answer these calls tonight and more. Many of you listening to the call tonight, and maybe you're an AMSOIL dealer, maybe you've been involved with a different company. That's okay. But you told them what you did, and they replied to you as, isn't one of these pyramid deals, or isn't that a pyramid or something like that? If they did that, what did you say? How did you feel? Over the years, we've gotten the same thing or something like it. You know, somebody says, you know, is an AMSOIL one of those pyramid schemes or one of those pyramid deals? And really, until we learn the difference between what a pyramid deal was and a legitimate MLM or multi-level marketing company was, we'd get that ill feeling in our stomach. We'd cower back and really not know what to say. It'd make us want to run and hide when it came up. That is until we did our homework. Over the last 15 years, we studied the compensation structure, sometimes referred to as network marketing, and we can tell you there's no fairer system out there. So what is MLM or multi-level marketing? And this is my own personal definition. You might have your own, or you may be able to find something else on the internet. But my own definition is It's a company distribution that allows the company to engage in product sales and marketing without hiring a sales force. Independent distributors or agents register with the company and produce sales. The company then compensates them based off the sales volume. This is also known as direct sales. The multi-level part is where each agent or distributor can go out and recruit their own sales force that are also independent distributors. The sponsoring distributor is responsible for training and mentoring each new person they bring on board. As the new person gains experience, they then earn more than the person above them. In many companies, the sales manager is paid a salary to train and mentor new sales employees. In MLM, people only get paid when a product is sold. So with a newly registered distributor, a certain percentage of their business goes to the sponsor as compensation for properly training the new person. As the new person gets more experience in sales and commission, the commission percentage moves up to that distributor. That's what happens when you get more experience, and of course you get paid more to do the same thing. Think about if you work at McDonald's. You know, a person starting out at minimum wage, he has a shift manager that's training him how to do the business, how to do the thing, and then he gets promoted up to the next level, and of course he then earns more money. In AMSOIL, we only get paid when products are sold. Distributors who sell more products earn more profits. This is what makes the compensation plan fair. Each new person getting started today has a chance to pass up their sponsor or anyone upline and earn more money. In traditional company, this is not possible. There is only one CEO for any company. In our business, we are our own CEO. I want to give you a typical scenario, and this is for something like a lawn care business, but you can do this for any type of sole proprietor business. In traditional business, someone gets started. Let's say it's a lawn care. They purchase a truck, a trailer, a mower, a weed eater, blower. They go out and they get business. They mow lawns and so forth for customers. They get more customers, and many lawn care professionals work 10 to 14 hours a day in the summertime. After some time, they figure out pretty fast, really, it doesn't take long, that all that work they're doing, they can only earn so much money per day. Then they decide, well, what if I hire someone and pay them to maybe run the weed eater while I mow? They can do more yards that way and earn more money. Of course, the person they pay doesn't earn the same amount as the owner. That's kind of how that works. Over time, they hire a few more people, maybe purchase a second mower and truck and trailer. What the owner has done is he has created leverage. He can leverage his efforts by hiring more people. What happens, though, is say one of the employees decides they want to save up some money and buy their own mower and purchase a truck and a trailer and go out and do what the owner was doing. Now that original owner has taught the guy everything he knows and actually has trained his competition. Wouldn't it be a better way to find an employee that does a great job than train them with the idea that they will go in business together in the future? And let's say they start a franchise type of business where the owner gets to keep the name, but now the employee gets to use the name, the experience, and go do his own thing. Now the franchisee, which was the employee, can hire and train his own employees to create his own leverage. But there's still a problem with this model. Yes, the franchisee, which was the employee, can purchase more franchise locations, but to have true leverage, he should be able to hire and train and have a franchise under him so he can create the same leverage as the original owner. This is exactly what we need to do, what we do with AMSOIL, and what's even better as an AMSOIL dealer, is that we don't have to manufacture the products. We don't have to figure out how to make the marketing materials. We don't have to figure out how to move the products from Superior, Wisconsin, where they're made, to the warehouses. across the United States. Then we don't have to figure out how to get them from the warehouses to the customers. We don't have to figure out how to take orders and have them pay all the headaches of administering a giant corporation. That's not what we have to worry about. Our job is just to introduce products to more and more people over time. This is called gathering customers. What is unique with AMSOIL is how we can gather those customers. No other company that I'm aware of allows us to work with commercial and retail accounts. This business-to-business scenario is what attracted me to the AMSOIL business opportunity. When I first got started in AMSOIL, I thought, well, what if I get out there and get a whole bunch of customers buying products? You know, could I earn $100,000 a year without doing that stupid MLM stuff and, you know, not working with other dealers and so forth? I could just go out and do the business-to-business. That's what I was interested in when I first got started in AMSOIL. Boy, was I ignorant back then because, you know, I didn't really understand how the programs work. It wasn't until I fully grasped the true power of the AMSOIL compensation plan that really opened my eyes to sponsoring. I know many on this call tonight and many that may be listening in are still ignorant of this thought. I'll just do it myself. I don't need to sponsor somebody. I don't need to do that. I'll just, you know, go get a bunch of customers, go get a bunch of commercial accounts, go get a bunch of retail on the shelf accounts, get them buying products, and I can make a decent income. And you surely can. You could earn a six-figure income without sponsoring a single person. I'm sure it's been done. But at some point, you will hit an income wall because there's not enough hours in the day to get out there and get new customers. You get stuck in a rut. Creating leverage in your business, that's what you want to think about. Well, AMSOIL doesn't focus on the sponsoring aspect as much as they do the products and sales and commercial and retail on the shelf accounts, as well as the preferred customer. There's a statement that says it all, and this is directly from AMSOIL. The overriding priority in our marketing plan is a business opportunity for AMSOIL dealers. AMSOIL Inc. provides programs and support mechanisms to help AMSOIL dealers earn a residual income mainly through the sponsorship and training of other AMSOIL dealers, as well as the utilization of the sales programs. Certainly, every program AMSOIL Inc. offers to AMSOIL dealers has a purpose. We feel it is important to define the purpose of each program so that we don't lose sight that our marketing plan supports the fact that the best way to grow a stable business and income is to grow the number of personally sponsored and well-trained dealers in your downline. That is the core of AMSOIL. These are words from AMSOIL directly. So with that said, how does one go about building a stable business and income that will grow? What I figured out by reading the AMSOIL literature over and over is to work the ladders of success that AMSOIL has in place. So what I'm going to do tonight is compare two AMSOIL dealers, Bob and John. Bob joined brand new AMSOIL dealer. He loves the product, is interested in making money. He's had a couple other businesses in the past and knows how to make sales. Matter of fact, he was a salesman of the year at the last car dealership he worked at, where he sold over 300 units in 1 week. He's what they call a superstar. Bob gets out spreading the word about AMSOIL. He quickly gets his T1 done and has over 25 commercial and retail accounts registered with orders in the first month. He's now an account direct. Over the next year, he managed to register a total of 300 new accounts, including a few PCs. Basically, he did 25 accounts every month for 12 months. All of these accounts order on a regular basis. After the first year, his 300 accounts are ordering on average $300 a month. His commissions are running about $18,000, if you can imagine that. And you can figure that math pretty easy. It's 300 accounts times $300 is $90,000, of which he earns about a 20% AMSOIL commission on that, which is $18,000. By the second year, Bob is spending a lot of time maintaining those accounts. He's traveling all over, making sure they're fully stocked, and as well as helping his commercial customers take better care of their vehicles and equipment. It seems like he's spending more and more time maintaining than just getting new business. Sure, he picks up a few here and there, but really his income is stalled. He just can't figure out how to increase his sales. On the other hand, John joined AMSOIL about the same time as Bob. He was also eager to get started, but the first thing he does is studies the best way to launch his business and build it not only for short-term success, but also for long-term financial stability into the future. John is a few years older, and he thinks, I want to have an income, even if there's times where he can no longer work at his AMSOIL business. He talks with his sponsor and mentor and reads all the AMSOIL literature. He discovers that AMSOIL has put in place a way to leverage his time by helping others become more successful. John is also an expert salesman, but he has also taken a few leadership courses with big names like Bob Berg and John Maxwell, Eric Worre, and others. He understands that most successful people in the world build networks, and everyone else just works. At first, John concentrates 80-90% of his time on getting new customers. He also likes working with commercial and retail on-the-shelf accounts and installers and gets his 25 accounts in the first month. All of these accounts are placing orders, and he's really liking the income from his activities. He continues to do this for the first 90 days in his business. But also at the same time, he is concentrating 10 to 20% of his time telling others about the awesome opportunity with AMSOIL and how he can work how they can work with him that they may also be interested in earning money. He's managed to sponsor 10 new dealers in the first 90 days. This is done in between with working with his personal customers and accounts that he manages to get those 10 dealers trained and help them begin their AMSOIL business. Over the first 6 months, he's sponsored about 50 new AMSOIL dealers, of which 10 of those get out there and get their 25 accounts and begin to sponsor as well. By the end of the year, John has only about 100 commercial and retail on the shelf accounts, but he also has 25 dealers that are doing the same. Over the next year, John focuses on less and less on his personal accounts and more on sponsoring, helping, training, and mentoring new dealers. By the end of the second year, John is able to help 20 of his dealers on his team reach the level of direct jobber and have at least 10,000 commission credits on average with each of those dealers. So 20 of those dealers times 10,000 is 200,000 commission credits. And because he is also a direct jobber, he earns a direct jobber bonus of 9% on his activities of training and mentoring and sponsoring. This gives him an average income of $18,000. From there, he continues to help mentor and train dealers over the years, and his goal is having 100 direct jobbers with an average commission credit of $10,000 each and every single month. Some do more and some do less, but on average, that's what happens. And with those types of numbers, he's able to earn about $90,000 per month, not including his own business, of which he still maintains relationships with his commercial retail on the shelf and preferred customers. Poor Bob is spending about 300 days on the road. We switch back to Bob now, and he's spending about 300 days on the road traveling, about putting 100,000 miles a year on his truck just to maintain his accounts. Sometimes he stops and picks up a few new ones, but mostly he's tired and frustrated. Bob needs a break, he says. Luckily, it's October, and the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention is going on in Florida. Bob and John are both excited about attending this event and to meet old acquaintances and learn new things that will help them build their AMSOIL business. John and his wife have over 300 members on their team. That includes his entire group, personally sponsored as well as those dealers that are sponsored down the line. Bob and his wife just bring themselves. They're ready for a break and are excited to sit next to the pool and have a few adult beverages and visit with AMSOIL corporate staff as well as other dealers they've met over the years. John and his wife are having an exciting time with their team, meeting dealers that they have only talked with over the phone or email. They hold a private event for their team and celebrating everyone's successes that have gone to the AMSOIL Direct Jobber Convention. While this is considered a vacation for many AMSOIL dealers, this is a culmination of work they put in from their AMSOIL business. After the Direct Jobber Convention is over, they are planning to go to the Caribbean for a month, and their income will not suffer one bit. So you see, there's two separate dealers there. They're both working at their AMSOIL business, and they have two separate outcomes. With all that, I think having a true understanding of the power of leverage in your business and the ability to earn residual income just by helping others become more successful and better off financially, this can help you propel you to the next level in your AMSOIL business. I think many dealers just do not get this. FYI, I'm not John in real life, and we're not planning on going to the Caribbean after the Direct Jobber Convention. While we are going to it, at least this year anyhow. But our goal is to help 100 people get to the level of Direct Jobber and earn 10,000 commission credits per month. I hope one of you listening in tonight is part of that elite crowd. If you're already a Direct Jobber, don't forget to register with the Direct Jobber Convention. This is going to be held October 6th through the 8th, 2016, at the Marriott Waterside Hotel in beautiful Tampa, Florida. The Marriott Waterside is a 5-star hotel with a marina right out the back door. Come and sit on the back patio and watch the boats go by while you sip your favorite beverage and visit with other AMSOIL Direct Jobbers and corporate staff. If you're not an AMSOIL Direct Jobber, we want to help you get there. 3,000 commission credits per month for 3 months. The cutoff to earn your first month of Direct Jobber qualification is July 31st. So for the month of July, you have to have 3,000 for July, 3,000 for August, and 3,000 for September. You'd make it October 1st, and then you get to go to the Direct Jobber Convention. So understanding a multi-level marketing and how this actually works, we suggest some books, and there's plenty of information available on the internet and so forth. But the books that have helped us the most are GoPro, which is GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional. This is by Eric Worre. I looked it up on Amazon as of this call, which is here in February 2016. It was $9.40 on paperback. Beach Money, Creating Your Dream Life Through Network Marketing by Jordan Adler, $12 paperback. Your First Year in Network Marketing, Overcoming Your Fears, Experience, Success, and Achieve Your Dreams by Mark Yarnell, $9.20. I read that book back in 2001, and I can tell you what, it changed my life. There weren't many books back then, but I read it in 2001. I suggest anybody start there. It's called Your First Year in Network Marketing, Overcoming Your Fears, Experience, Success, and Achieve Your Dreams. Again, $9.20. The Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki, $13.88. You can get it for $6.50 on audio. And The 4-Year Career, How to Make Your Dreams of Fun and Financial Freedom Come True by Richard Bliss Brook, who we've had on this call in the past, $6.93. Also suggest, subscribing to Network Marketing Pro if you like getting emails and all that stuff. I tell you what, understanding the power of this is essential to having a long-term success. You just can't do it by yourself, folks. You will kill yourself doing it by yourself. And I've seen it over the last 15 years as an AMSOIL dealer. There's plenty of successful AMSOIL dealers have done it by themselves, but they're limited themselves. They're not getting the true potential. They're not getting the leadership that they can help other people have a financial independence, which helps them get what they want. You know, I don't know who said it, you know, help enough people get what they want and you'll have everything you want. And I think that is 100% true. And with that, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the call tonight. This is a Power for Call. If you haven't read in the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine for February 2016, they talk about MLM comparing against AMSOIL against other companies that are out there. Very powerful article. I made a blog post about it on our dealer training site. You can go there and check it out. You know, I think our company is propelled for the 21st, 22nd century, and we're just getting started. So with that, hope everybody has a great week. Get out there and make some AMSOIL happen, everyone. Thanks for – good night, everyone. Thanks.
Hi, Michael.